This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
ignoring it, delete it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, like, leave me alone if you love me. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, "Found this under my office door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile regarding the Made Me Smarting department." Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. And the Reddit, this is something posted on Reddit, obviously, fella whose first name is Mike, works in an ice arena, opened the note, finds $6 and an explanation. "Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them."
Yeah, the stranger after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get their hands up.
Yeah, especially if your arm is small enough, you can get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to like find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably like a teen or a preteen or
a teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but I can see conscious nonetheless, and submitting the $6 and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers, so the $4, the remaining $4 was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, cavities especially, a certain thing. I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. If she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened, or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell change.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name, right?
Yeah,
her husband
and
was
it
less
seems almost and, like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it though? What the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. And she thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving a Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there's a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential. What this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? What is that? An olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, it's something like a sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting.
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum.
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor. I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if whatever that term means, Jay. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership about making others better as a result of your presence? Yeah, making it last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. you and your input makes the program better, because it isn't just a single monotone focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here, or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people, and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Social media time, 23 after the hour. This is the talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits. And in this circumstance, in this portion of the hour, on the Good Day program, we always do social media stuff. And sometimes it's a focus on the players and the technology as much as some of the other things that, for example, we'll get to comments from you later on in this hour of our talk radio review. Right now, I'll focus on Elon Musk and his startup XAI. He's going to use all of the letters in the alphabet to compete with the other company called Alphabet before he's done. Anyway, he's got a... this is Grok chat box. What's this all about? He's trying to raise a lot of money in the next few weeks. Some people value this new company at $20 billion. How can that be? It's not even really in existence, right? Or is it all about AI? Google has one that they call AI chatbot.
I'm surprised it took him this long to get into all of this.
Really?
And, of course, he's going to keep writing that X. X.com was his very first, I believe his very first venture, and it was online banking, which then turned into everything that happened since. But he has circled back to X.com when he changed Twitter to X. So I think he's kind of like coming full circle at his origins of companies and everything.
X marks the spot.
Label.
Or you can put an X or an O. You can play tic-tac-toe, right? If that's... Then, hey, that's interesting. He could compete with TikTok by having...
No, I like that.
Right? That's, you know, here's the X. They can have the O, and let's see who wins. All right, anyway, so...
you just created a million gazillion dollar idea, and you just passed right over it.
I did. Right, so can somebody quickly reserve that someplace, somehow? So, anyway, this is a size up, and it could be worth north of $80 billion. They have raised $11.3 billion from investors to date. All of these names, Crunchbase, is a company, a company that analyzes social media companies. Crunchbase. Okay. Anyway, this is kind of above my pay grade. You ladies have any interest in any more of this or have we had enough of... It's talking about the startup and they're raising capital. That's basically the story.
Right.
So, billions of dollars.
Yeah. All right. So the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission wants to open an investigation into OpenAI. The Securities and Exchange Commission, and they're also, by the way, looking into this thing with X because it looks like a cash run. Promises, are they real or not? Well, you can say pretty much anything you want to if you want to raise money. People are going to put money in at their own risk. So, the Securities and Exchange Commission says that the company called OpenAI, the company has misled investors. So they have launched a probe into that. A lot of speculation this week on social media about the two presidents, the past and the present, going to the border. Dueling, what did I see? Some stupid headline. Dueling border trips, or
that's what they
like
were
that.
Calling it. I'm trying to teach you a duel.
Yeah.
I wish they would have come with like lightsabers or something and like, let's really spice up politics.
Let's figure this out. What came of it? It's all politics, right?
This is the most important issue for most voters. If you look at the polls, this is the top issue because. Biden.
This and IV, or the,
Well, I think for a lot of voters, they're going to try to force IVF because, you know, that's just sort of what's happening. But if you look at the polls now, border's up there, and they need to figure out how to fix it. It's a tragedy for us.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's where we are at the moment. Boys and girls, don't hold your breath. Well, we'll be back shortly with more on the Talk Radio Roundup.
You gotta eat, and you don't have to go broke. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. A report by Supermarket News says you will pay less using self-checkout than at staffed registers, where all that stuff tempts impulse buying. On Facebook, Sarah R. says, I've discovered that around 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, my local grocery store marks down food that's close to expiring. She says, I stock up for the week on whatever meats, bread, and veggies they have on clearance, and it is so helpful. And on BuzzFeed, Bonnie says that cutting down on pop and sugary drinks has made my mood better. And when Megan says she couldn't deal with meat prices, she started eating more plant-based food, and she calls it a positive life change. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mountain mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Money in the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins that meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've had this story. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. No, there was a BOP plant, Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big deal? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up, and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns, from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, is we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves. And either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when, there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm and I'll tell them to do something and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Go a different
right.
direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's,
oh, they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me
right.
an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and... And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only lasted, I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well, so, and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching everywhere around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. There, everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have a story to tell?
Bring your story to life with audiobooks.
Great stories deserve great storytelling.
Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript.
From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything.
If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript,
call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide.
800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This. Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. One of the things that we're well known for is our focus on food, farm, and family. Tom Kreitler is actually gone this week because he's skiing with his family. So, what do? We bring you up to date on more of the food. There's so much information that hopefully will help you. All that dear me doing what we used to call in the radio business full-service radio is so people are informed about the important aspects of things in their lives. And, excuse me, what's more important than what you eat and how it's connected to where it comes from and how your benefit, your family benefits if you get good stuff? One of the things we do is provide you with the backup information on some of these stories at foodfarmfamily.com. We have the recalls there. We have the stories that, for example, this one I find quite intriguing, actually. Story from Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen reversing course this week, announcing the state will accept $18 million in federal funding to help feed hungry children coming this summer. He said last month the state would reject the funding. He defended his position by stating, quote, "I don't believe in welfare." But then he came around after a lot of pressure from some members of his own party. Get the money, take the money, use the money. So he did. He decided to accept the money allocated from the Department of Ag after meeting with a group of high school students from all around Nebraska who went there to talk to him about what it's like to be hungry. They talked about the summer program and what they needed. And so the world is a much different place. It really is from when many of us went to school. There was not a problem with this sort of thing. And if there was, it was taken care of by social service agencies, not necessarily the government. Churches got involved, the Salvation Army got involved, things like that. But now it's all up to the government. So, and I'm not sure that I think that's a good idea, but something, I guess, has to be provided in the name of humanity to help out these youngsters who will have nothing to eat. Why? Where are their parents, and what's that all about? Parents don't have jobs, I guess. You know, there's a lot of different reasons for this sort of thing. But a lot of people aren't even aware that these programs exist. So I think that's where the value comes in talking about it. People call it progress, whether it is or isn't. It is something that's real and it's there, and you're paying for it. So that's why I think we need to pay attention to it here on the food, farm, and family portion. I'll probably also talk about it. The weekend brings us another program, an hour focused on the American Family Farmer. I do the American Family Farmer show every week to focus on the news that affects small businesses that are farmers. We focus on urban agriculture as well as rural agriculture. We have guests. I had somebody recently on the American Family Farmer. You can hear the show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This fellow who is growing things in New York City. Farm on a rooftop. You know, that kind of stuff. So catch up and be connected. Understand what's going on in the food department with FoodFarmFamily.com. And AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right. Harvard researchers creating an antibiotic that overcomes many drug-resistant infections, which have become a deadly global health menace. A lot of people are killed every year because of things like salmonella, listeria more than that. But, you know, staph infections, superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics, that sort of thing. There's a new compound from a team at Harvard they've developed to try to win this war against some of these. Let's look at the strength of the viruses. The flu this year has been literally a killer. It's hit most of us. And, you know, those of us who don't get sick much felt the sting of this. And this is something we need to try to find. Nobody knows what causes this. Nobody even knows what causes the cold. So this particular compound apparently disrupts the nature of how these bugs work. God knows how. I mean, most of us wouldn't understand it anyway, looking at the language. But at any rate, because the bacteria develop resistance to antibiotics, and they kind of work around it, we need to produce enzymes that will box these bugs up and get them out of your system. And that's basically what this compound is all about. So interesting to follow that in the future. Some things that affect your life and well-being here on the Food, Farm, Family portion of the Good Day program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.